You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see what's trending. What's going on in the trending report? Speaking of entertainment, how about heading out to a ball game? Or not. The Rockies got the crap kicked out of them last night by the Dodgers. The final score was 13-0.
Not good.
The Rockies will try again tonight at Coors Field as this weekend series continues. Yeah, you know, maybe people just need to go out there and cheer on the home team.
Nah.
Show them that you love them.
Nah. Do something else.
It's a good social time out, at least. So I love my breakfast foods. I will eat them all day long, really. I don't mind having breakfast foods for lunch or dinner. They went out and polled 10,000 people. They said, what foods are the most overrated when it comes to breakfast food? And the headline is all about how bacon was number three because they say it's the third most overrated. A third of people think bacon is overrated as a breakfast food.
Well, that's
stupid.
I think
it could just be, Jeremy, that people are just getting a little tired of it.
Maybe. I have bacon in my fridge right now.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's like bacon became like the rage with everything. Everything was bacon flavored. This and this comes with bacon, and you can this.
Well, you've got different breakfast meats to choose from now, I guess. I don't know. The turkey sausage.
I'm starting to move away from breakfast meats.
Are you? Oh,
yeah, I think I've had.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just kind of tired of them. I love breakfast food.
Yeah.
Getting a little tired of the breakfast meats. Anyway, the most overrated breakfast food, according to this poll, is avocado toast.
Oh, see, and I'm on board now. I've never, ever ordered avocado toast or anything, but, like, I make it now on the weekends. It's really good.
You're late to the party, man. Now that ship has sailed.
Oh, man. Well, it's new to me.
Avocado toast was number one. Smoothie bowls, number two. Bacon, number three. And here is where the poll loses all credibility. The fourth most overrated breakfast food, people put donuts.
I hate this list. I hate it.
Stupid.
I hate it. Where do pancakes fall?
Cinnamon
rolls. Are they on the
12,
list?
Number 12. 12th most overrated. They only listed how many? 19 of them. So pancakes are at least still pretty loved. The least overrated, a tie between waffles and hash browns.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love hash browns.
I love both those. I got some news for nerd stuff for you for Friday. Researchers think they have found the key to treating baldness. A single chemical within hair follicles that is it's kind of like the little controlling device for when cells divide and when they die. So they think they might be able to work with that and keep the hair follicles from dying.
Well,
so
that's good.
There's all sorts of applications for this, not only possibly curing baldness, but they say they could also use the same process to speed up the healing of wounds on your body.
Wow.
Science is so cool.
Wow.
Science in the Kitchen, a futurologist. What a title. Wouldn't you like to have that on your business
card? How you doing, John, the futurologist?
He has come up with what he expects to be mainstream by the year 2050, which seems so far away.
Nope.
And yet, the way the years are flipping by so quickly, it'll be here before you know it. Some of that, I got three of them that I picked out from his list. This is what he says will be mainstream in 2050. Households using drones to stock the refrigerator.
Okay, yes, you're flying your milk in, flying your bacon
okay, there's
in.
That. Kitchens that operate almost entirely without water, using ultrasonic waves to clean surfaces.
That's cool.
And washing machines, Jeremy, that will use high-tech beads to destroy dirt.
Whoa, that's kind of trippy.
So you'll have a waterless dishwasher by 2050.
As long as it washes, man. I brought in a bowl and a water bottle today, and both of them taste like soap. Our dishwasher is not working. It tastes like soap.
These damned appliances.
Oh, my gosh.
And the third thing that I'll share on here that he says will be normal by 2050 is eating bugs. Because that'll be normalized. They're already consumed in so many places around the planet. It's just Americans are squeamish. I've eaten bugs before. I've had, what were those? They were like chocolate-covered crickets or something.
Huh. Well, you put any chocolate on anything, you'll eat it, you know?
It was fine. And then the last thing I got news for nerds is just hilarious. Marine scientists, I always laugh because every young person wants to be like a marine biologist at some point in their life. Everyone who's listening right now who's got a 12-year-old, I'll bet you've heard it one, at least once and say, I think I'll be a marine biologist. These marine scientists claim that dolphins, the way they are attracting mates is that the boys are forming up into boy bands. Listen, what they actually do is they get together in groups,
yeah.
They do synchronized movements, and they even sing in unison.
Well, yeah, there's more. One more. I like it. It's turned me on.
It makes sense. And, you know, I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today. And what I'm pointing out is, you know, we like to think as humans that we're just so different from every other species. All animal species are the same. We all act the same. Just maybe
we just all love to dance.
We paint it in a different way, but we're no different from dolphins.
Yeah.
We like our boy bands.
What a weird story.
It's weird, but it makes sense.
Hey, you gave me a chance to play this, so.
Yeah. What else is trending?
Well, let me flip back over to my Word document. Well, probably the biggest thing going on the planet right now. Come on, the Mega Millions, the big drawings tonight. We're going to be talking about that again here at 7. All these office pools that are popping up to get tickets. Mm-hmm. And now the stories are coming out this morning talking about if you were to win the Mega Millions, what you should do, number one, keep the ticket safe. Put it in some sort of lockbox, take it somewhere, bury it. I don't know. Just keep the ticket safe because that little piece of paper is going to be worth a lot of money. Second, protect your privacy. Be prepared to change your contact information, your phone number, set up a P.O. box because all of a sudden everyone's going to come looking for you because you got a lot of cash. Number three, get professional advice. You know, get yourself an accountant, financial advisor. A really good lawyer. And then don't make big decisions. I like this one. They say it's going to be really tempting to make a big purchase or lifestyle change, but that's why so many winners go broke. So if you win tonight, just take a breath, maybe sit on it for 6 months, you know, and then go out and go crazy. Get your hookers and blow.
Now, I don't know if it's going to be true of $1 billion, but there's the interesting stat you're talking about going broke. That the experts who track this stuff say lottery winners in general go broke at a much higher rate than the average person.
It's because they never.
In other words, you're more likely to go broke as a lottery winner than if you didn't win.
Correct. Yeah, because you've got all of a sudden got all this money and you're blowing it. But I mean, it's going to take you a while to go through $1 billion. But
they interviewed a guy who won $300 million, and his comment was, "I wish I had burned the ticket."
Yeah. Well, do better than him. Do better than him. Hershey's is trending, the candy company, and they have announced that they're not going to be able to meet Halloween demand this year, and they're blaming it on the war in Ukraine. They say it has to do with disruptions along its supply chain, including higher dairy prices, scarce ingredients. They're trying to source stuff from other suppliers, but they said that's really expensive and time-consuming. So you get a little heads up, you know, this year maybe you want to be handing out something different for Halloween this year if you can't find candy. Maybe some juice boxes or pencils or something.
Is it brilliant on their part to issue this announcement so that they boost their sales now?
Yeah, it kind of gives you a head start, I guess, to pick up some little
I mean, I think it's brilliant on
stuff.
The part of Hershey's that they're going to probably make more money out of this now because people will go out and start hoarding like they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Batman is trending this morning. Ben Affleck isn't done playing Batman after all, according to this story. Jason Momoa just revealed that he's in the Aquaman sequel, which is going to be called Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom. I guess they got outed by a bus full of tourists on the Warner Brothers lot. So Jason posted a couple pictures of himself with Ben along with the video of the moment that they were found out. So I don't know if they were walking around in their little comic book character suits and everyone's there taking pictures of him. And they're like, oh, my God, Ben Affleck is dressed like Batman again.
Have you seen Ben in a Batman movie? I have not.
Yes, I have. He's good. He's fine.
Is he? Okay.
He really pours on the, you know, the Batman. He really pours it on, you know. Sprite, the soda maker, making a major change after 61 years. They're discontinuing their iconic green plastic bottle. I guess they're really hard to recycle because of the additives in the plastic to change the color. It has to be really separated out, it sounds like.
So they're going
to
be clear now.
Clear, which they've been doing that for a little while. I've seen some clear Sprite bottles, so that's not that new, I guess. But I guess they're officially saying now that no longer will you see the green Sprite bottles. How will I know it's Sprite? And then this story's kind of crazy this morning. It starts off by saying, have you ever heard someone joke about loving a place so much that they'd work there for free? Well, a Chick-fil-A is putting that to the test. It's one in North Carolina. And I guess they posted an ad on Facebook asking for volunteers who would be willing to help out during really busy times, which is all the time at a Chick-fil-A. But here's the thing. They're not going to be paid. Instead, they'd get 5 free entrees per 1 hour shift. And then they broke it down. They said, well, the chicken sandwiches are about $4 each. So that's about $20 worth of sandwiches
for
an hour. And of course, backlash online because they said they're looking for free labor and the owners are worth billions. And what if somebody just wants to do that? What if they want to work for chicken sandwiches?
I'd go work for 1 hour for 5 sandwiches.
Hells yeah. Come on, don't be mad at this story.
Shut up, people.
Shut up, chicken haters.
If you don't like it, don't
just
volunteer.
Don't go. Don't go to Chick-fil-A and don't volunteer. Yeah. Jeez. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a whole new level of cat crazy. It's a couple in Wisconsin that has spent the past 4 years creating a cat figurine museum. Meow.
Get it?
13,000 cat-related pieces. You got to see these wackadoos. They're on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.